You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, got to tell you, by the way, ZLA Solutions, man, they are kicking it. I was talking to them the other day, just had their best year ever, and that's because they're so good at putting people back to work. So ZLA Solutions, they are literally there for all your staffing needs, putting people into jobs. So if you're an individual looking for a job, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. Check them out. They've got jobs posted everywhere, good jobs all across Alabama. With a lot of them with benefits attached. They told me they had one right now. They have a new job in a plant making 20 plus an hour with benefits. Wow! And they've got a bunch of openings in that one. So listen, check them out. But if you're also an employer needing to fill out the ranks of your workforce, they can do that for you. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. Check them out. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. I know these folks personally. I speak from knowledge. All right, so here we go. I'm back on to number two in the triple dipper. Alabama redraws the lines again. I got to tell you, there's this guy out there. He's an Alabamian. His name's Quinn Hillier. Quinn Hillier is a nationally syndicated opinion piece writer. And he, you know, where he and I differ is Quinn is a big never Trumper. He cannot get past Trump's personality. He believes that Trump is the downfall of the Republican Party. I disagree, but the reality is this. Quinn, when he's right, he's right. Well, he's got a piece right now that I pulled. This was published first, I believe, on, I think it was from the Daily Wire is where it was first published. But nonetheless, it's called In Alabama Redistricting, the Judges Wrongly Obsess Over Race. And Quinn does a great job of breaking down why this is such an issue. It's not just an issue because someone thought we did it wrong. It's because they label what they think is right, which is different than what they said was right in the past. That's what's so awful with this, all right? So get this. Let me describe. There's some terms that are used all the time in the world of redistricting and the challenges, all right? One of them is packing. Packing is when a certain demographic believes that they have been overly consolidated. Like, you took all of us and put us in one place. You're trying to set us off to the side. You're trying to make sure we don't have a voice. Well, I literally have heard that argument multiple times. You're packing black citizens into one district. Okay. Well, what happens if we divided y'all up? Because I guarantee if you thought, and by the way, that I disagree with their assessment that they were packed. Nonetheless, that was their claim. But the opposite is true. What happens if the demographic lines on race had been more widely spread? I mean, we can't help where people live. We do the best we can to draw the lines and to, you know, okay. I mean, sometimes it actually divides a street. I've seen congressional districts divide a street. Where I live, I can literally throw a rock from one congressional district into another, just about. That close between Mike Rogers and Robert Adderholt's districts. It's that close. So all said and done, the other piece of this is diluting. All right, so packing is one. Packing is when you have one demographic claiming they have been jammed into one geographic area. And they claim that waters them down because they don't have statewide influence. The other one is diluting. That's where a demographic of the population believes that they have been spread out on purpose so they cannot have extra influence in the races. Like they've had it watered down. Well, it's a no-win situation. If you do it one way, they're going to say, oh, you packed us. If you do it another way, they're going to say, oh, you diluted us. But the reality is there is law on this. You're not supposed to be examining race. So right now, in the effort not to examine race, we're being told we examined race. Well, Quinn Hillier points out, he says, of course, the three-judge panel in Alabama on Monday ordered that, this is last Monday, that the state's new congressional district lines had to be re-engineered within the next 2 weeks to create what the court ordered that we develop a second black majority district or something quite close to it. So we're being told that we need to consider race. I thought we weren't supposed to consider race. But the court is saying you got it wrong because you didn't consider race enough. What? You got to create a second black majority district. Well, first of all, there's an assumption here, apparently, that black citizens only vote Democrat, which I think is, you know, while by and large, you may see that the average black voter in the United States has tended to vote, and the majority of them have voted Democrat, that's fading. And more you're seeing conservatives and of every demographic voting across party lines. So all that to say, Quinn Hillier points out, rightfully so, something I said earlier was, for 30 years, the state has had a fairly stable percentage of black voters in the state. Right now, we're at roughly 27% African-American vote population, I believe it is, in the state of Alabama. It's been roughly 25 to 27% for 30 years. So the judges are now saying that what has been acceptable, according to Quinn's writings, and I agree with this, the judges are saying that what was acceptable under the Constitution and the Federal Voting Rights Act for 30 years is no longer acceptable now. What? And he points out, he says, even though neither the Constitution nor the Voting Rights Act's redistricting provisions address this. Okay, so he goes on to point out, there have been Supreme Court decisions that are conflicting. This is where you get into it. Okay, now we're arguing in the Supreme Court. And yet the Supreme Court itself has been conflicting. There are cases that still stand. They have not been reversed or overturned, that say that the Voting Rights Act does not necessarily require the creation of a what they call a majority-minority district where one has not previously existed. Okay. On the other hand, another case, 1986, Thornburg v. Gingles, said that sometimes a minority-majority district must be created. Well, which is it? Even more confusing, I mean, stop and think about this. I just talked about diluting a moment ago. Quinn points out in his article that states are not allowed to dilute black voting percentages under the Voting Rights Act. But what happens if they go to court demanding that they get, in this case, two majority-minority districts? We have no choice now but to move them based on demographics around. So what do you do? Let me read a direct quote from his article. If a legislature is being sued because it did not create a second black majority district, what is it to do? Imagine one district with 45% of black registered voters and a neighboring district with 60%. To turn the 45% into, say, 52%, that would roughly require the 60% district be reduced to 53%. And if you make both districts majority black, but you cannot dilute the 60% district according to law, then what, pray tell, he says, is the answer? Great analysis. Here's the thing. All of this case that we're dealing with right now deals with what's known as Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. And Quinn quotes it. I'm so glad he did. He says the end of Section 2 says this, quote, "Nothing in this section establishes a right to have members of a protected class elected in numbers equal to their proportion in the population." Meaning that the case before the court right now, which by the way had like 7 days of hearings before the judges entered an order, the case before the court right now was brought solely on the basis that the plaintiffs believed that race was a factor, and the court came back and said, Alabama, you've got to make race more of a factor. And we're looking at it going, but race wasn't a factor. It's the same district lines we've virtually had for 30 years. What the heck? All right, so it gets deeper. As the federal courts have done this, now we're having to fight it, all right? So we are literally going at it. State Attorney General Steve Marshall's office, according to an article on AL.com, has said that he is challenging this. He's already filed his appeal. He immediately appealed to the three-judge panel who said that they were not going to put a stay on their decision. Because what happened was, freaking three-judge panel came out and said, hey, fix this. You got 2 weeks. What? It took us forever to get the data we needed from the Census Bureau. It took forever again for the legislature to draw the lines and then pass them in a special session last fall. It took forever for the courts to review this. It took the courts 7 days to even have hearings, and they want the lines redrawn in 14 days. Well, the Attorney General asked for this to be stayed. You know, please don't enforce this. We've got to move forward. And they said no, so we immediately appealed to the Supreme Court. All right, and that's where we are. Now we're going to the Supreme Court. And we're not going alone. There's a ton of folks jumping in. So let's do this. Copper, run us to a break. We're going to come back from the break. I'm going to wrap this segment up because I'm going to tell you about the court fight taking place, and it's a battle royale, and it's going to come down quickly. Right now, Justice Clarence Thomas has already received the appeal on behalf of the state of Alabama and others, and he is required that by tomorrow the plaintiffs file their responsive brief, upon which time the court will have to enter a decision very quickly because we're up against a clock. I'll tell you more about that when we get right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Time right now, 4:24 PM. People getting ready for that go-home time. Let me just tell you this. I'm going to wrap up this section. There's an article, by the way, before I get into who's fighting the battle out in court. TheGuardian.com. Oh, my gosh. Well, TheGuardian.com, not necessarily known for being a conservative institution. Nonetheless, TheGuardian.com believes that Alabama is a racist state. And so literally has a whole article that's titled, quote, Republicans' redistricting maps are motivated entirely by race and not politics. And as the key example for this, they give the situation I'm talking about right now, claiming that Alabama, being certainly a systemically racist state, you know, because there's, you know, according to the population, is 27% African-American. That means we have to redraw the lines. Like I said, nothing's changed. What was constitutional and verified before, and it's worked quite well, has not changed. We're virtually where we were before. The lines were not drastically redrawn. That being said, state of Alabama did file an immediate appeal, like I said. They are asking the Supreme Court now. They've had to go past the lower courts all the way to the Supreme Court, immediately asking for the court to intervene in the redistricting dispute. And in doing so, they are engaging a number of other allies in the fight. I was gratified to see that 14 states, according to an article on AL.com from yesterday, 14 states have decided to take Alabama's side and go to the Supreme Court with us on this. That's big doings, y'all. 14 states supporting Alabama's request to the U.S. Supreme Court, it says, to block a federal court's order. The state must redraw its congressional districts. Alabama wants, of course, to use the map that we've got. Yep. Last week, the three-judge panel ruled against us. Yep. Attorney General Steve Marshall's appealing the decision. Yep. Now, here's the kicker. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry, Louisiana, filed a brief today, that was yesterday afternoon, with the Supreme Court. Joining in the motion were attorney generals from Arizona, Arkansas, Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Texas, Utah, and West Virginia. God bless y'all. Thank you very much. The AGs made note of the fact that not just in the legal sense, but in terms of what we would call in the law equity, all right? There's legal remedies, there's equitable remedies sometimes. Equitable means, listen, you got to consider what's fair and just here. I mean, you know, if the law is gray, then perhaps we could look at equity here for a moment. In this particular case, they note that in an equitable sense, the Census Bureau was so late in sending Alabama and other states the population information it needed that we are now at a place where we are literally just before the election. In fact, we got the ruling on this just days before qualifying for candidates was to end. So folks were literally qualifying for a race with the question mark out there, the asterisks in their mind, am I qualifying for the right race? What happens if I qualify today and raise $100,000 and 2 weeks from now I find out that I'm in a different district? Would I have done this otherwise? Can I pull out? What happens to my campaign? Do I still run? Am I considered qualified for that race now? When's the primary going to be? Well, I will also point out the Alabama Republican Party has filed its own motion in support of the state's position. Story on 1819news.com. One of the newest news sites in the state. I encourage you to check them out, 1819news.com. Alabama Republican Party files a motion in support of the state's position in redistricting. This is a big deal. The Alabama Republican Party weighed in Monday in the battle over congressional redistricting. The motion supports the arguments of the Attorney General. The Republican Party also contends the federal court was in error by testing the new districts using racial benchmarks instead of just traditional districting principles. And the GOP points out that the order came just days before qualifying was set to end. It's unduly disruptive to the election process. Here's the quote that I loved, and I'll end with this. The Alabama GOP has a long history of defending civil liberties and minorities, from our days as the party of Lincoln to the civil rights movement. John Wall said, under my leadership, the Alabama Republican Party will continue to fight for free and fair elections for all of the people of Alabama. Folks, here's my question for you. If race was the problem, how can race also be the solution? That's where we are. They're claiming that somehow or another this was racially gerrymandered, and yet we're being told now that the only solution is to consider race in the redrawing of the lines. And just to break it all down, that's jacked up. So there you have it. And after all that assessment, after quoting Supreme Court rulings, after citing to you the provisions of Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, my summation is this situation is jacked up. Well, it is, and it's going to play out here in the next few days. Keep your ears attuned, and we will keep you posted. All right, listen, I'm coming back with number 3 on the Triple Dipper. By the way, if you want to call in, 866-494-9866. 866-494-9866. Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.